vet bills can be expensive, but Spot Pet Insurance can give you up to 90% cash back on vet bills, so you can worry less about high vet bills. Yep, up to 90% cash back on vet bills for unexpected accidents, illness, and even routine care. And with Spot Pet Insurance plans, you can go to any vet you want in the U.S. or Canada. There's no network you need to stick to, so visit your favorite vet, and you can save money on expensive vet bills. That's Spot Pet Insurance. It's no wonder Spot is America's favorite pet insurance. Visit spotpet.com for a free quote today. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Spot Pet Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produce Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC. This is an independent ad from Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about all the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And this is... God, Lindsay says she knows what this is going to be, but I don't know if I believe it. And this is the Scott Brothers 2016 classic, Hold On.
I knew what it was going to be. I knew what you were going to do.
They're coming home because it's been too long. Way too long.
God, I hate this. Did it chart? Like, did they do well? Is their country career alive? Do you know what I mean? Are they going to keep doing more country songs? Do we know?
I didn't do any research that supports that, so I don't know.
I mean, these guys just feel like the perfect... like kind of celebrity that tries everything once, you know, like if someone offered them a cookbook, they'd do it. Mm-hmm. Do we cook? No, but sure. Why not? You know what I mean?
Well, you know, they were magicians too.
Right. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's the come up. They'll do anything. Like the house building thing was just a convenient.
It was a fluke.
Yeah.
Look, the house building thing happened to be their shot.
Their shot. Know? Yeah.
Cause the magician stuff wasn't something they could live off of.
Yeah. Bro, really?
And it turns out that being property brothers is very lucrative.
I mean, do you think, like, what were the other types of pitches they probably had, like, other than property? Like, they probably were like, we're the bungee jumping brothers. He sells bungee jumps, and I am a bungee jumper. Or, like, he, you know what I mean? Other different things. Like, he works at a fish shack, and I'm a surfer, and we're the sea ocean brothers. Like, what are the other – those are both awful.
We're the landscape brothers, where it's like he works at the Home Depot, and then I have a backhoe. Like,
you or Jayla? Yeah, they wanna know. Hey, Neo.
To be famous.
The reason why you brought up the Property Brothers is not because of the Property Brothers. It's because of a new brother who is not property.
No, the reason I brought up the Property Brothers is because I love that song.
Okay. No, the reason why you brought up the Property Brothers is because this week somehow, even though I feel like this is an old photo, or maybe they posted... photo. Right. Like, I've seen this photo before, and people really were excited about it. They posted a photo of them with their brother. The Property Brothers have another brother.
The Property Brothers' brother.
And he looks crazy. But there's a reason why.
He was, at the time, an Adam Lambert impersonator.
First of all, there's so many things wrong with this. There's so many things wrong. It's the obvious thing is wrong is that if you're going to be an impersonator, your job is to impersonate somebody who people want to see. Not only do they have to want to see them, they have to want to see a second rate them. So, you know, Madonna, I'll never see Madonna, right? I mean, probably not. But like, mm-hmm. I could see a Madonna impersonator. I could see a drag queen doing Madonna. That's cool. And I would want to do that because I'll never see Madonna. Adam Lambert, I could probably see. There's an inherent problem.
That's actually a wonderful point.
Thank you.
But it also is helpful to know that he lived in Vegas at the time, right? Or still does.
Yeah, but usually
you can impersonate anyone. Anyone. Have you ever walked in the street in Vegas?
I could impersonate you on the streets in Vegas and people would stop me for a photo.
It's like anyone that you could possibly
the demand.
Convince someone to be photographed alongside.
I just feel like there's just a good chance that people would believe he actually was Adam Lambert, and that would be a better shtick than impersonating Adam Lambert. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true. That's fair. That's fair. What can I say? That's
but
fair.
But also, to be extra fair to Adam Lambert, he does not look like Adam Lambert at all in the slightest.
He was also a David Bowie impersonator, is what he said after this picture was revealed.
What?
He did Adam Lambert and Bowie at the time. And then the Property
Seems
Brothers...
Seems like this guy needs to get himself a real estate agent license and get into the family business.
The Property Brothers at the time were realtor and contractor impersonators, and they convinced America that they were real. So, I mean... maybe he was expecting just to become a famous singer after
that. It's literally a family of con artists. Hold on, hold on,
I'm coming home. So, these are two very strange Instagram ads, one of which I saw because my friend Lauren sent it to me, and she was like, are you going to use, when I laughed at it, she was like, are you going to use this on the podcast? And I said, yeah. She's like, will you credit me? And I said, yeah. So Lauren,
wow,
thank
Lauren,
you for sending me this.
Thirsty much?
God. So you know who is thirsty? Sutton Foster. Foster and Bella Hadid. Sutton Foster, we talked about Josh Gad last week. So Sutton Foster is a huge Broadway them, but outside Broadway, probably a who.
She's done ads like this before. This is not the first like weird shameless ad. What's weird about this ad is that it's like very much they're putting a lot of money behind it to put it in people's feeds. It's not just on her feed,
right.
It's on their feed. So you're scrolling through your Instagram casually and then you see her, but it's like under this brand where I guess she's selling like insoles.
She's selling these weird insoles. As far as I know, they're like they're no different than regular insoles, except they're exclusively targeted for women. And I think they're meant for specifically high heels, but who knows? It's hard to tell based on this Instagram. They're called a Mope.
Yeah.
It's sponsored. And it's just like the most low-rent looking Instagram ad with like a logo in the bottom corner. What looks like a Snapchat text filter over the middle that says, Tony Award-winning actress and dancer Sutton Foster shares her shoe secret.
It's very, you know, what's the, it's very Home Shopping Network clip, but on Instagram. But that's not the worst one. The worst one is this Bella Hadid one.
Right. The worst one, the one that we're going to spend a lot of time on, we could spend days on, is this Instagram from Bella Hadid, who again, is a them, fine.
No.
But this is
she?
She's a them. I think the Hadid sisters are thems now. We graduated them very early on.
I don't know. I feel like if you asked like a normal person who they were, they wouldn't know. They haven't done anything that's like that big. They're just famous.
No, but it's the school of Bravo, the school of Kardashian. Just inundate
yeah,
our feeds with yourself.
I know, but they're not even like on a thing. I don't know. I'm not trying to be like, oh, what are they famous for? Like Kim Kardashian. Like they're models, obviously, and they do stuff. But I just don't think Bella Hadid is like Cindy Crawford or in the lane of like model
right.
who's famous for being a model. Like she's no Heidi Klum. Maybe she will be. I don't know.
You don't have to be Cindy Crawford to be a them.
Yeah, but like thems in modeling worlds are elevated to like supermodel status. So, you know, Kendall Jenner, right? Like, yes, she's famous because of Kardashian stuff, but she is now more famous, I guess, because she's a she's a huge model and she's in everything or whatever. That's why. But I don't know. The Hadids to me, I'm still very...
You're torn?
I feel like if you went on the streets of America and you asked like 10 people if they knew who Bella Hadid is, 3 would know.
The streets of America. What street?
I don't know. Like Main Street.
Main Street in any town, USA?
Main Street in any town, USA.
Okay, well, I guess we're just going to have to leave her as a who then. Because if we don't have unanimous them approval, then she reverts back to who.
Okay, fine. I think she's a who.
So she's a who. So Bella Hadid posted a bonkers photo of herself leaving like Givenchy or something in full glam, but with a tray. Like... Saying this out loud makes me sound like a lunatic. She's leaving Givenchy with a tray of deviled eggs that have clearly been photoshopped onto her hand.
By her. Like, if you search deviled eggs, you get deviled. If you search deviled egg, that's the first response also. That
deviled
picture.
Egg Bella Hadid?
No, that picture
one.
Of the deviled eggs. Yeah.
I see. So yeah. The person who did this just did the least possible
effort.
So it's her leaving this, like, designer label holding deviled eggs, and it says, "Thanks, Postmates," with kissy emojis around it. And the caption is, "At Postmates is the best. I love ordering food on my way home from work or just for a little snack. Winky face." Like, why is there a winky face there? "Thanks at situations." And then shutting eyes, laughing with tongue out. "Everyone should download the app and use my code Bella50 for $50 in free delivery credits. No one loves delivery more than me." Tears of laughter face. "You think I can use my own code?" Sunglasses. And then stars, pizza, hamburgers, fries. "No, I have to." Yeah. And then she goes, "Yes." This is the best part, Lindsay. This is the best part. "Yes, it's Photoshopped, guys. ... Promise I don't walk on the street with a plate of deviled eggs."
I'm wondering what went into the thinking of this, because one, it's a Postmates ad. At Postmates delivers food to you. So the concept of her just walking down the street with a plate of deviled eggs does not even read. It is funny, but it doesn't even read as related to Postmates, an app that delivers food to you.
To your house or to your job.
So is she the Postmates delivery person with the deviled eggs plate? And also, if I ordered anything for delivery, I think the last thing on that list would be deviled eggs.
I mean,
can you even get deviled eggs on? That's not a question. You definitely can get whatever you want from Postmates. This is not an ad, but deviled eggs is pretty much the last thing. You
can definitely get. Oh, that's good. Yeah, no, it's, I would never order deviled eggs on Postmates.
Thank you.
And also this ad, you know, if I were the creative director in charge of this campaign.
Of Bella Thorne's Instagram.
I would look at this and I would say, interesting first attempt at this concept. But I would give the notes, why not have a Photoshop of Bella Hadid opening up the front door of her house. And then Anwar Hadid is delivering deviled eggs.
Anwar Hadid
would be working for Postmates.
But here's the other thing, though, about these ads. And here's what I suspect is happening here. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Oh, God. A conspiracy theory?
No, like the truth.
Okay.
So if you open up your Postmates app, I don't know if you have Postmates, you can, just like Lyft, just like Uber, you can share a code that gets other people money and you money, right? Anyone can do it. Anyone can be a sponsor. Anyone can be sponsored by Postmates. This is like anyone in the whole freaking universe. If you haven't, you can be it. I don't think Postmates is paying her for this. I think she and like other celebrities have realized that if they kind of shill their own codes, that they can get free Postmates. They can get a lot of money. You know what I mean? So there's no middleman. There's no Postmates is not sponsoring her. This is her just being creative on her own.
So maybe she uses Postmates so frequently that.
No, my
concept. It'll be worth it. No, well, but like maybe she uses it so much that it'll be worth it to her is what I'm saying.
Sure. Well, I mean, obviously she uses it a lot. But what I'm saying is this is kind of annoying because she's like obviously a wealthy person, but she's trying to get free Postmates by turning her code into this like fake ad. And not that it's not a real ad, but she's not being paid by Postmates. She is getting paid when you use her promo.
So it's like what Blac Chyna did.
Exactly. And no one is giving her – what's crazy is that no one's giving her creative – for this ad. She made the deviled eggs thing and it looks insane because she made it herself. And that's why I'm saying it's like, that's why these ads, these fake ads for Lyft and Postmates, they look so stupid because they're these celebrities are doing the ads themselves.
I can get behind that theory, actually. I like that theory.
And it's kind of funny to think about, you know, they're all telling each other like, oh, yo, you got to get on the like, you got to start advertising for Lyft on your Instagram. Like I go for free everywhere. I'm sure that's happening.
I wonder. I would love to know the numbers, like how much money she just got from Postmates.
I mean, she probably got so much free Postmates.
She has 11.9 million followers on Instagram.
The thing is about these Postmates ads, though, is that you only can get $50 if you're a new person on the.
Yeah, of course. That's what it always is. I've never used Postmates, so
maybe I'll use her code.
Maybe I'll use Bella50.
I mean. Yeah, give Bella Hadid, who needs it, like an extra $25 in free food.
Well, I'm giving myself, who needs it, $50 on free delivery credits by using the code Bella50.
Use my code, not Bella. But do you get code?
Would I get $50 on free delivery for using your code, or would I get less?
I don't know. I think I don't know if I still have Postmates on my phone. I think I deleted it when I left LA because I was depressed about it. You spending so much money on Postmates when I lived in LA. Anyways, point being, don't use Bella Hadid's code. Use our code, Who Weekly. Postmates. No, I'm kidding. We don't have a code. I don't know.
Who 50. That'd be great.
We honestly should have a code. I don't even know why I'm like even shaming her for like getting her money. But I'm just saying.
Lindsay's like adding to her like ways to make money, doc. Postmates? Question mark.
I mean, now that I know that like photoshopping a plate of deviled eggs on my hand is like a good creative decision for ad making, I'm in. I'm into this business.
You know what I think it also could be? I'm not sure if I buy that it's like just like a decision on her own, on her end, but I'm sure there is someone who works at Postmates whose job is like celebrity discovery or something, like director of discovery. And like maybe their job is to reach out to celebrities or people with big social followings and to say, hey, FYI, did you know you could make a lot of money off of doing this and you wouldn't have to sign a contract? We'll give you a custom code for free.
Okay. I mean, I feel like that could be
an option too.
I just feel like that is they're both kind of similar to me, though, where it's like you have to do your own ad. And that's why you're seeing this ridiculous deviled eggs ad. And I'm amused by these people who, I mean, the fact that like more famous people are doing their own ads based on like coupon codes that they get in their apps is hilarious to me. Cause that is just like we're being rude to Sutton Foster, but at least she got a real deal.
Hi, I'm Sutton Foster, and I want to share with you Amapay's new gel active insoles. So you slip into the shoe, you can see there's like little beads, which actually keeps your toes from sliding into the toe box. It's a game changer.
So, Lindsay, did you hear about Meghan Markle?
Did I hear about her?
Yeah. Did you hear what's happening?
I heard she is maybe going to marry the Prince Harry.
That's the rumor going around town. But did you hear about her lifestyle website, TIG?
She has a lifestyle website?
She has a lifestyle website called The TIG.
What? Excuse you knew me? This. Excuse you knew this. Me? Excuse me?
I can't tell if you're faking here.
I'm faking. I knew she had a lifestyle website, but I didn't know she had a lifestyle website before it was closing down.
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
That was like, of course, that was one of the like five things you got to know about Meghan Markle when she first started dating Harry was always on it. It was like, she has a lifestyle website, The TIG. And I mean, this is honestly, this threw me for a loop because my prediction was that she was going to stay with Prince Harry. Maybe Suits would be canceled because it's been on for 100 years. And then she would lean into this lifestyle website, The TIG, and like become sort of the anti-Goop. And obviously that's not happening.
No, I mean, it's funny because like the minute she started dating Harry, all of the other things kind of like this, the TIG, she can't have the TIG and date a royal. She can't. This is like too much access to her life slash like too lowbrow even for this, for her, if she's like going to be marrying Prince Harry or whatever. Right.
It didn't seem lowbrow because it seemed like it was very like aspirational and it was all about, you know, the volunteer work that she did as well. So it wasn't a bad look for her, I didn't think.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess she just doesn't have the time.
I just feel like it's not worth it. I mean, she'll probably quit her show too, right? I mean, and kind of just be like a philanthropist
or become a film actress.
Oh,
if she's any good.
Oh, you think she's going to upgrade
I think she's either going to stop Suits and just do, you know, humanitarian work, or she's going to do both and just like upgrade to film because now we all know her, we're interested in her. I would see a movie with Meghan Markle in it if she like suddenly married Prince Harry.
Do you think all of like the TIG fans are really upset, or like all these TIG heads, the TIG followers?
I don't know, I'll ask him.
The one guy.
The one guy.
It's this like guy named like Sam and who lives in Toronto, who's like devastated the Tick is closing, his favorite website.
No, the Tick. He reacted like me whenever Preserve shut down. No.
Not the Tick. Speaking of the Tick, I have a little game for you that I've prepared.
Oh, no.
In honor of the death of the Tig.
Rude. In honor?
In memory of the death of the Tig, I have a little game about celebrity lifestyle content. Okay. I don't have a name for it.
That's fine. You don't need to give it a name.
Okay. So the game is, we'll think of a name later, but you're not going to play this again, but the game is, has this Who made lifestyle content and can you name the name of their content? Oh, that's awful.
A very long name.
Let's call it content with your content or something like that. Like content?
Content with content?
Content with your celebrity content?
Content contentment.
We're bad at these names.
Let's call it Hooligan Mulligan.
It's about Who lifestyle content. So can you name... Okay, so I'm going to give you the name of a Who. Okay. And you have to tell me, has this Who made lifestyle content? And then you have to tell me the name of their content. No cheating.
If there's a yes.
What do you mean? If there's a yes.
So not all of them are, right? Okay.
All of them have content.
Okay, so the joke is that they do. Okay.
All of these people have it. But can you name their content?
Yeah, okay, let's go.
Okay.
I'm going to be bad at this.
This is going to go from easy to hard. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Eva Amurri Martino.
Oh, of course. Yes. Happily Eva after.
Sorry, Eva Amurri Martino.
Eva, yeah. How dare you?
Lo Bosworth.
Yes. Hers is called, isn't it called like The Lowdown?
Yes. Ding, ding, ding. Good job.
Ding, ding. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ashley Tisdale.
Oh my God.
I don't think she has this website anymore. She used to have a content site with a really funny name. Now I think she just does YouTube stuff. But what is the name of her content site, her former content site?
I have no idea. I didn't know she had one.
It's called the Oat Mess, like Haute Couture.
That's like very Tumblr-y. That's like, sounds like a Tumblr.
Diana Agron.
Shut up.
No.
Diana Agron. She's Glee, right?
Yeah, this site might also be dead.
I have no idea. Lindsay, there's no way that even exists. What is it?
She has a site called You, Me, and Charlie. It also might be dead because it redirects to a Facebook group.
Me, and Charlie? Oh,
Shay Mitchell.
Oh, God. I knew she had a website. It's,
You're never going to get this.
No, I know. For some reason, I knew she had a website. It's like, I won't be able to think of it. It's like French or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it's called.
Amor and Vita.
Oh, is that Italian? It's Italian. Okay.
Haley Duff. Do you know her website's name? Her content?
It's cooking, right? It's food.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Damn it. I don't
What's
remember the name.
What's her brand? The Real Girls Kitchen.
Oh, I could have gotten that.
No,
okay.
You couldn't have.
No, because she has a cookbook. Doesn't she? That's called like The Real Girls Cookbook or something.
Here's my favorite one.
Which
Jamie
one?
Chung.
I'm not going to get it.
Her website's called What the Chung.
What the Chung. Damn it. I wasn't going to get it. What can I say? I wasn't going to get it.
Two lesser Whos. Felicity Huffman. Do you know what her website's called?
Oh, I found Felicity Huffman's. It's called like Who. It's like it has a horrible name.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
It's like it's incomprehensible. It's called who the hell? It's like no. It's like it's
You're
like
close. You're close.
It's what?
Yeah.
It's like What the Huff or something. It's like called, What the Huff?
It's called What the Flicka.
Oh, what the flick?
I don't know.
Why is she Flicka?
And
Does
then
she go
do you
by
know
Flicka?
Do you know what Tori Spelling's website's called?
What the flicka? Because the logo's so bad, I think.
Stop Googling. Stop Googling. Do you know
Tori Spelling's? No, absolutely not. It's Dad Give Me Money?
Take a guess. It's a pun. Here's a hint. It's a pun on her name and the type of content she's making.
Oh, celebratory?
No. Close. Keep going.
Something Tori? It's a...
If you... write something on the internet or on a book, what do you call it?
A story?
No.
A blog?
No. Her site is called Editorial. But the Tory is all caps. And then my last one, this is the last one. This is probably the hardest one. Vanessa Lachey, Nick Lachey's wife, formerly Vanessa Manillo, whatever. She has a website. What is it called?
Vanessa Lachey. It's just called Vanessa Lachey.
Wait, you got it! Oh my God. It was a trick question.
I just couldn't think anymore. I just couldn't think anymore.
It was a trick question.
Wow. Wait, it's literally just...
It's VanessaLachey.com. You got three?
That's disappointing.
It's okay. There's no way to ever know these people.
What the flicka?
Hi, I'm Felicity Huffman, and welcome to the What the Flicka channel. I wanted to give you a little background on why I started whattheflicka.com. I wanted to invite women and mothers to come and join me in a safe, open, funny, irreverent, tell it like it is place, and I hope that's what we've created. You know how you hang out with your girlfriends on the kitchen counters? Well, hop up on the virtual kitchen counter and bring your good advice or listen to some. All are welcome. So join the conversation and subscribe to What the Flicka.
Oh, God. So, Lindsay, do you want to answer this question or not?
I mean, I think it's funny. You should just read it.
Someone said, at Who Weekly, in honor of...
Why don't you shout her out?
Oh, Rebecca Frank. Rebecca Frank tweeted at us, at Who Weekly, in honor of Passover on Monday, which is today, can you do a next year in Jerusalem segment of Thems and Whos of Jewish holidays?
First of all,
Thems and Whos
next
of Jewish
year
holidays.
In Jerusalem is the reason why that I'm even going to engage with this question at all. Basically, all you need to know about Jewish holidays is that the only Thems of Jewish holidays are Passover, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos, which happens every Friday. The rest, they're who's. They're who's. They're all who's. Don't come at me with, oh, Hanukkah's also with them. Hanukkah's also with them. Sorry. Hanukkah's also with them.
Wait, so what are some hooey ones? Purim?
Like Tu B'Shvat? Have you even heard of Tu B'Shvat?
No.
Exactly. That's what I'm telling you. Log B'Omer? Have you heard of that?
No.
Have you heard of Shavuot? No? You haven't heard of Shavuot?
No, it's like you're listing the Huff siblings right now. What about Maribeth? Maribeth?
Have you heard of Simchat Torah? No?
No. Shuri?
Shmini Atzeret? No? No, not. Okay, what I'm saying to you, and this is not, I'm Jewish, so I'm I'm not being shady. The thems of Jewish holidays are the ones that you can get off from work by just saying, I can't come in tomorrow, you know, because like they're not officially on the calendar, but you as a Jew can pull like sneaky things where you're like, oh, Monday, I'm actually going to, you know, be working from home because it's Passover and your employer can't say shit because like they don't know what's, you know. So some of those holidays, anything that you can shadily say, you know, I can't come in tomorrow. It's Yom Kippur. I can't come in, da-da-da. Those are the them holidays. And then Shabbos, you can't... That's a different one just because it happens every Friday. That's a them. Weirdly, I had a, like, long explanation for this.
I know. This is a great story. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just thought... I thought Jerusalem was so funny.
Next year in Jerusalem.
Next
do you know
year.
What? Do you know they say
are
that?
Are you doing anything? Who?
So, okay, so on Passover, the like the catchphrase for Passover is next year in Jerusalem, meaning like we'll be celebrating together next year in Jerusalem. Like we'd love to be all together in Israel, which is hilarious because like no, my family never wants to be in Israel. Like we don't, like we're, that's not like, it's like next year in West Palm Beach or like next year in Sedona. Like that is more accurate to my
next
family.
Next year in the Keys.
We'd love to be in Paris. Like next year, not at my aunt's house, you know, next year, like at my own. you know, something, sorry, that was rude, but something like that's
your aunt's gonna be listening. She's gonna be so mad.
What I'm trying to say is that this phrase, like, next year in Jerusalem, like, to turn it into next year in Jerusalem is really
funny. I didn't even
funny.
Know that. I thought it was funny without knowing that.
It's funny, like, to just be, to imply that next year you're gonna, you know, next year maybe be celebrating with all of our favorite Jewish who's. In Jerusalem. The promised land. For who's? Who are Jews? Jew who's?
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to
know. What is Rita up to this year?
All about the number one Who. Lindsay Bobby, tell us now.
Bella Hadid.
What's
Bella
Rita
Hadid is now. Oh, Rihanna and Bella Hadid.
Who is this woman? Did she carry a tray of deviled eggs?
I mean, anyone can carry a tray of deviled eggs if you Photoshop them. That's all you have to do.
I just love the idea that Rita joined a trend, and the trend is Photoshopping a tray of deviled eggs into your hand on Instagram.
So Rita did a trend following in the footsteps of Rihanna and Bella Hadid. She wore a beret. The lead of this Vogue article is, the beret is having a moment. First, we saw Rihanna, whatever, it doesn't really matter. She's wearing berets. They say things on them. In this one, it says anarchy. She wore another beret that said solidarity. So it's like mixed messages. I don't really know what's going on. What else is she doing?
Hardworking Who wrote this? Hardworking Rita Ora raked in a massive £3 million last year, despite barely singing a note. This is a rude headline.
It's so rude. She did a lot of stuff last
because
year.
As somebody who literally looks at Rita Ora headlines for my life and every week for that matter, Rita Ora does a lot of things that could make you money.
Yeah, she acts. She starred in America's Next Top Model.
She was in 50 Shades.
She was in 50 Shades. She was in, we all know she's been filming Wonderwell for at least 6 years.
She literally sells some sort of bikini top or underwear every week. It's a new brand of bikini top or underwear.
Adidas.
Adidas brand. Come on. This is a rude headline.
And so, thank God, a source got in there, because in the middle of the story, a source tells the newspaper,
me,
quote,
it was me, I called.
It was Lindsay. Rita's earning power is incredible, given she hasn't released any music for almost 2 years. Which is also not true, she released a song this year. She's actually one of the hardest working stars in the business.
Yeah, that's my quote. I called in.
You called in to Daily Mail.
I'm the source.
You called International?
Honestly, In terms of people who know about Rita Ora, if we are not considered sources that are qualified to know what Rita Ora has been up to by this point, I don't even know what we're qualified to do. Do you know what I mean?
You're right. You're right.
Come on.
The final thing that Rita's up to is she's still recording, which I think is really funny. She's still recording this fucking album.
I know. It's starting to be a little bit of a bummer, because now that the Tyra thing happened, it's like she is now promoting the fact that she's coming out with music. I mean, she's always promoting that. But then it's like, oh, now because she's not doing Top Model, I'm focusing on music, and now she has to actually do the music.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's like a little bit of a bummer, isn't it?
She was probably like, you know, like, she was extending the deadline. She was like, oh, I'm doing all these other cool things. Like, maybe I can just postpone the album. And now she's like, well, now I have to do this.
I know.
Seems like there's not much passion there anymore. Rita, are you still passionate? I want you to be happy.
I'm passionate about her music still. I would love for her to release more music.
Oh, just reissue I Will Never Let You Down.
Oh my God. Just keep releasing it until it's a hit.
Put it on the radio.
That's a hit. It's a
hit.
Put
it on the radio.
This is like when we were really into that Sierra song that...
Living It Up?
Living It Up.
Was released on a Cosmo single.
Yeah, but then she finally released it and it was a flop and we were wrong.
It was a flop.
I'll never forget.
Speaking of what else? Oh, speaking of who's, so I can talk about this.
What?
The reason my voice is so bad this week, which I should have led with, is because I karaoke'd last night. I karaoke'd my little heart out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was texting a group thread that Lindsay's on. And I was like, guys, neither Chained to the Rhythm or Flame, the Tinashe song, is on karaoke.
I would kill to sing Flame in karaoke.
One of our friends goes, it would be so fun. When our friends goes, what else do they have in common? Like Thinking Face and Devil Face, which is that they're flops. And I just asked, is there a flop emoji? And Lindsay responded with the emoji of like the hole.
Am I wrong?
Like the man, like am the I manhole. Wrong? Am I wrong? Without the cover.
Am I wrong?
I love it. No, am no I but wrong? Now I'm associating flop with that emoji. It's very
the
good.
Hole. It's a hole. Wouldn't it be great if a karaoke spot had a page that was just called flops?
I mean, I'm actually relieved that they didn't have that. That would have been a nightmare to sing.
I want to hear you sing. I want to hear you sing Chained to the Rhythm. I really do. I really do.
So we're done. So thank you to Katie and Eric of the Who's. I'm sorry for promising merch last week. It's taking a little longer, but all the designs are done. We're just waiting for basically them to get up on the website. So
it's going to be so good. I'm so excited for you guys to see what we have in store for you. I mean, in the store.
I'm so excited to get some of these pieces of merch.
I know.
And wear them all the time.
Aren't you guys ready to just be like our walking spawn? Like, you're just going to be walking. We're just going to be everywhere you go. You're going to be wearing our brand and people are going to be like, oh, Who Weekly? And you're going to be like, give a nod. You guys are going to give a wink to each other. Know that you have this thing in common, this special thing. Oh,
I'm so excited. And now we're talking about it and you can't even look at the stuff. But I promise you guys, it's good. It's good stuff.
Okay, we need to stop talking about it because it's not ready yet.
So thank you to Katie and Eric of the Who's. As always, call in and leave messages for Who's There, which is coming Thursday. What else? Is that it? Rate and review us.
And review us on iTunes.
And that's it. Start wearing
that's
berets.
It.
Bye.
Goodbye.
You will drain it. Yeah, 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 they want to know. Hey.
To be famous. Next year, not at my aunt's house.
That was a HeadGum podcast.